Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Welcome back to another Brick in the Wall here on Classic Business. We're focusing on the API Summit, which kicks off on the 19th this week. That's Thursday at the Westin, talking all about African property. And we've got Brian Sango, the Chief Growth Officer, and Erhard Wolfhart, the founder of Hoom, with us now. And Brian and Erhard, congrats, because you've been recognized at API, and that's certainly no small feat. How does it feel to be nominated for the most innovative real estate company and to make it to the finals of the Africa Startup Competition? Erhard, as founder, maybe you can kick us off and also tell us what exactly Hoom does.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think being recognized on such a high stake platform really shows the validation of Hoom and what we've been working towards. And it really is an amazing achievement and the feat that we're being recognized for what we've been building in the last 6 months. So what we're doing is we've built a platform that connects property sellers with estate agents and really making it simple for We're making it easier for especially new entrants and also the transformation space within the property sector for that agent to be in front of a seller that would otherwise never have found them. And on that side, it's a value proposition for the seller. And in terms of value proposition for the agent and the seller, you know, sellers can really go on a platform and easily find estate agents. So we match them with up to 5 agents that match their property and their personal preferences for an agent. So it really is an industry first for Africa, and we're very excited to see where we can grow this platform even further in the next 6 months.
And I mean, if you look so far, if I'm right, you launched a few weeks ago, and have a few beta users at the moment. I mean, what's the take up been like? And maybe, you know, maybe to ask Brian in connection to this, how does being at API, you know, affect your business from a reach for potential clients?
Yeah. Thank you, Alistair. So I mean, the uptake has been great. We've obviously been reaching out to a number of agencies within the Western Cape and outside. I mean, the idea was, of course, because Erod and myself are based in the Western Cape, we thought to really capture our immediate surroundings first before we take it out to the rest of South Africa. But we've even been seeing our reach spill over into areas such as Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban. And they definitely see this as a good fit into the industry. They feel it's the innovation that is well received and needed, especially by your smaller boutique agencies, because yes, indeed, now they as a service provider find themselves in the line of sight of a seller that otherwise they wouldn't have maybe come across with. So that's been great. And now the timing of the API to be on such a grand stage, and be nominated in not one but 2 categories is phenomenal. I mean, we're extremely excited. It's obviously a big event with a huge turnout. I've been to the API conference a few times in the past as a speaker. So in my personal aspect, to return now as a nominee is super exciting. I really can't wait. I think I'm even having sleepless nights, to be honest. and looking forward to meeting other brands, other companies from all parts of Africa, because the tech space has been growing phenomenally especially since lockdown. We've had various offerings servicing different problems within the real estate value chain, and they've been growing from stride to stride. And now here we are in our infancy, for lack of a better word, to already be receiving this recognition, to already be nominated for such awards is great for us as a brand. For a number of people out there, you know, the hype, it's all about FOMO. You know, now with this behind the Hoom brand, to say we're an API nominee, and who knows, maybe even a winner, will just work fantastically, even for our marketing push as we look to grow for the next 6 months.
And Erhard, on that point, I want to come back to you because it does feel like Hume is, even though it's still in its infancy, on the verge of something big, given the timing, with the property market potentially picking up again next year, interest rates coming down. We know the Western Cape is just different to everywhere else. The property market's always hot over there. Where do you see Hume soaring as the economy shifts, and what's next for the app?
Yeah, obviously we very much rely on the property market. The high interest rate is not working well. The stagnating economy, we obviously shaped by local and global challenges. And so I think as the interest rate is bound to come down, we'll see some great growth in the house price inflation. We'll see buyers become of sellers and buyers coming to the market. We'll see the whole market uplift as a whole. And I think that'll be great for Hume. And the timing is actually great because if we're just launching now and we're getting an interest rate cut now, getting into summer in Cape Town. So it's actually a brilliant timeline for us, or brilliant time for us to be in. And also being in this city where, as you say, property doesn't seem to be doing as it does in the rest of the country. So I think we're very well positioned. Our timing is very well positioned to really focus on our growth, especially now since we've just launched and going into the 6 month growth period.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up this special API Summit edition of Another Brick in the Wall here on Classic Business. Massive thanks to all our guests today, Tom Riley, Waldo Marcus, Nii Adelaide, Wayne Godwin, and of course the dynamic duo from Hume, Brian Sango and Erhard Wolfhart. It's clear that African real estate is on the up again, very exciting trajectory. And this year's summit in Cape Town is set to showcase the best of what's to come. You're listening to Classic Business.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.